You recording?
Hmm?
You recording?
Alright, it's on you.
Good. You recording?
Now you recording.
Yo. What's up? We back? We back.
Oh, goddamn, we back.
2 weeks off.
Yes, man. We on a little, what, called a hiatus?
Hiatus, yeah. Everybody thought we was gone.
But we're back.
They thought Julian did us in.
Yeah, they really thought Julie's canceled us, man. But we back, man. Episode 7.
Lucky number seven.
Favorite number. You know? Back at On Our Worst Behavior podcast, man. We're back in the business.
I'm
your boy, Deke J.
I'm BJ. Back again.
Yes. Yes, we're back, man. We're live right now. And
live in effect.
Yeah, man. How you going, BJ, man? Since the last episode.
Everything going well, man.
Ruckus.
Became more of a family man. I got a dog.
BJ got a dog, y'all. BJ got a goddamn dog. What kind of dog you got, man?
I got a pit bull, man. A blue pit.
Oh, figures.
Yeah.
Every nigga gotta have a pit bull.
Yeah. I don't think it was anything else.
You look like a pit bull type of nigga, though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. What's the name? You name him?
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam? Yeah, yes, typical nigga name. That's cool, though, man. Other than that, man, with me, you know, been chilling, man.
Still hitting the gym?
Yeah, bro. You see, I actually just came from the gym, man.
Deep getting swole, y'all.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm trying to be, I'm trying to be dieseled up, man, it ain't gonna be by the summer since I started, but, I'll say by August, man. I should be kind of toned up a little bit, man. So as long as I stay consistent, and shout out to my trainer, man.
You got a trainer?
Yeah. What's up?
I thought that was funny, man. What's it called?
What's so funny, man? What's wrong with having a trainer, man? What's wrong with having a trainer? Look, man, I'm not used to this, all right, man? Yeah. I need to be trained. I need to know what proper procedure, which weights I should be lifting. So, therefore, man.
You ain't never lift weights never in your life. You ain't had no cousin with no makeshift work bench in his backyard.
No, we did, man. But half of them boys, man, like, it was different, man. I was lazy back in the day, man. I wasn't focused on that, man. I was focused on the wrong things, man. Yeah, man. You know?
Yeah, so what's going on in the world, man? Tell me, give me the news. I know you always keeping tune of what's going on.
Even though I really don't want to discuss about it because I really don't care, but your guy retired.
Oh, yeah.
Romo, man, he retired.
I got my cowboy hoodie on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this,
I don't know why.
Well, I mean,
But, I mean, if that's how you feel, bro, then, I mean, hey, more power to you.
I mean, that's right. I mean, this is the end of an era. I can't, there's nothing I can.
What era, BJ? What era are you talking about?
I can really say because, if you get me talking about the Cowboys, shoot, boy, that's all we're going to talk about on this podcast.
Hey, listen, man. Yeah, Romo should feel ashamed. Should feel ashamed what he did, man.
What you mean?
Man, he took Phil Simms' spot, bro.
Oh.
Two-time Super Bowl champ spot, man.
One-time Super Bowl champ. Phil Simms just got 2 rings. Dave Hostetler won that second Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah. He was the damn quarterback.
Man, what are you talking, dog?
The second Super Bowl the Giants won, Phil Simms didn't play. He was on sideline.
But Patrick. He was still QB.
Yeah, but he ain't won that Super Bowl. I'm not gonna give that man that much props. There today. Man. Me and you talk about that earlier this week.
What were we talking about?
My man, on Dorchester Road with the Arabs.
Oh, that ISIS shit that happened down here at home, man. Yeah, that shit was crazy, yo.
That ain't been no ISIS stuff.
When I first saw the video, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. Before I read the caption, because usually I don't really read the caption, I just automatically
watch the video.
The video. I thought that was some up north. Up in somewhere in New York, that something looked like something in New York would happen on the daily, or that happened overseas. But then when I saw the black dude, then I said, "Yeah, this gotta be a nigga from Queens." And then I looked and read the caption. It was like a situation that happened in North Charleston. I'm like, "God damn, that shit is right by from where
I mean, he lived in North Charleston, Dorchester. Really, he probably was a nigga from Queens.
No, not how that nigga was getting beat up in that store, man. Like, that video was crazy, man. Like,
that video
if y'all don't
was
know
crazy.
What we was talking about locally, if you're from the Charleston area, the situation that happened, when it was Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, I believe it was Tuesday, the situation that happened about a man, dude, I guess he was caught
shoplifting
or whatever, and Eras, man, them niggas handing his ass to him, bro, on a silver platter.
Niggas pull out a sword.
And them niggas pull out the works. You hear me? Them niggas pull out swords, choppers, sticks.
There's nothing wrong with shoplifting, though.
Boomerangs, slingshots.
I still shoplift sometimes.
Goddamn tasers,
Reese's
toenail house. Clippers, everything. I think the nigga hit the nigga with a shoe too. Nice. I swear, the nigga had one shoe on, yo. Yeah, slipper. He had one of them Rihanna Fendi's slippers, yo.
I don't even know what that is. I have no idea what that is.
The little slippers, man, them chicks be wearing from Puma's. Rihanna got her own brand of slippers, man, with the fur on the top. You wouldn't know because...
No.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wears Puma?
Hey, I wear Pumas, bro. No, yeah. What are you talking about? Puma's the shit.
The last time I saw a pair of Pumas was when goddamn Rocky was racing Apollo on the beach.
How old are you? Really?
You gotta be old to know that. Rocky's one of the best.
I mean, I understand that, yeah, but goddamn, who was really paying? I was not paying attention. Rocky,
now that I think about
shoes.
It, I think they were wearing Nike Cortez.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. And I'm the type of dude that would Google that shit just to make sure you tell them.
But they got my man for shoplifting. I still shoplift.
Sometimes. Yeah, but for what I was told, a man had pulled out a blade or whatever. For what I was saying, what they were saying, they pulled out a blade.
He might
have. That's when they went full ape shit on him.
Well, he might have deserved what he got then.
All I got to say, that man better thank God, Allah, or whatever he prays.
Yeah, somebody.
Buddha.
Somebody was with him.
Zen Zen Ching.
He
better.
He didn't want
if
that.
It wasn't
he
for that guy with that camera phone that recording that shit, I really think it was about to behead that nigga, though.
He really didn't want none of that sword.
They told a man to get on your knees.
Oh, yeah,
with the sword in his hand. So you already know what how that was going to end.
You know, they from a culture when you steal, they chop off your hand.
Yeah, I remember you told me that. And now I understand that more. And to be honest with you, I'm not really mad at the video. Now that I knew like more of the facts, like, for what I was told, man, them ARFs be getting harassed all the time, man. And I figured they had enough. Some niggas wanted to set an example. That's why they didn't touch the guy who was filming it because they want that junk to be shown.
You can only take too many fuck you, Habibis.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. I can't, I mean, I don't condone that stealing junk. You know what I'm saying? BJ, you look like you done stole before.
Yeah, I still shop with them sometimes. That's how I keep my edge.
Why would you say that, man? Now, wherever store you go, whoever hear this jump, man, they definitely
don't see my face.
Of course they don't see your face. That big ass damn freeway beard you got.
Well, then I'll go to the A-Rap store where I fit in.
Yeah, you would fit in for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
But
would.
Yeah, that's how I keep my head. You know, Reese's Pieces, you know. But I mean, you don't want to get caught shoplifting now. That just look crazy.
Yeah, man. You know? The man was trying to steal some now laters and they get caught.
Man. Damn.
Get caught, man. So... Now they having a big, they had a boycott and everything. He was outside protesting. We shall overcome.
You ain't boycotting no Indians, though.
No, you ain't boycotting. They shut it down, though. I drove past there today.
Like, shut it down like it's not open no more? Or they just shut
like,
it down?
Like, shut it down wasn't open no more. Now, I don't know. It's been only been a few days. We'll see about a few more weeks if they still open. Them A-Rabs going to find a way to get back in that damn store, though.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to find a way.
Phew. I'm called. Yeah. Every store, just about every convenience store you go to now owned by Indian, Arab.
Yeah, man.
Shoot.
And I think that's like the only store on that block too. Oh man, you can't stop them, man. Can't let no niggas run that store. I done shopped in that store before. I done bought plenty of condoms in that store. Shout out, them niggas ain't did nothing to me.
What's it called? It's better to buy condoms from a gas station.
Yeah, nah, man.
The last time I bought condoms from a drugstore, it broke.
See, you probably got one of them tuxedo condoms, man. You should have got the gold.
I would say that as long as
they sold me a gold for only $1.25.
As long as
mind you, this is a long time ago, y'all.
As long as I've been, as long as in my adult life and buying condoms, I've never seen tuxedos in the store.
Yeah,
I've always just seen them. They just appear.
Yeah, you're right.
they just appear. You know,
they usually used to give them to you out in the clinic, man. After you don't find out the girl pregnant, or if you call it STD,
you cannot go to the clinic. It don't matter what you go to the clinic.
Listen,
for.
You know how many times I've been to the clinic with a chick.
Pregnant. Every time you go to the clinic, if you see somebody, you know the first thing they say is, "Boy, you let one of them girls burn you, huh?" You let one of them girls. I remember a time I was in the clinic. And this was in 2008, and believe it or not, I went and got tested for everything. This was like June, July of 2008.
PJ, how many times have I told you, man? You can't be wrong, these girls, man.
Nah, I didn't have. But when I got tested, my test was he said it was going to be a real good test. I didn't have sex in like 6 months.
So what are you getting tested for?
Just cause.
Yeah. Just cause. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, yeah, make sure you got to make it sure. Did, I got tested.
First thing that happened
last year.
I'm leaving out the clinic. I see somebody. Yeah. Oh, you let one of them girls burn you, huh?
Yeah, you always get that speech from somebody, man, when you tell them you just came from the clinic or you run into somebody that see coming up.
Believe
the clinic.
Me, that you don't want to be burned.
I've never got burned before. I can say that.
Well, you too old now to get burned. Like, if you get burned now, you just irresponsible. No, you just don't care. That's not even being irresponsible. Like, you just don't care.
Hell no. You know? Shoot, I be scared when I pee now. You know, when you're younger, you got that little stinging sensation and shit. That's what happened to me. I be scared too.
That's what happened to me. I remember one night I was drinking and I was like, all right, I gotta pee, and it came out fast.
Oh, especially when you're drinking, and dog. You know when you drink, you pee every
fast. Yeah, so I was like,
I'd be scared as hell, and I'd be like, I've been having sex, so I don't know what's going on.
And then I found out what really was that I was burnt.
Damn,
and that shit will change your life.
So you be so
pill. They give you some pill. Clears up in 7 days.
So that's what they do with the herpes.
No, you can't get rid of that. I don't know what they do with that. Be all like a prescription.
Oh, I thought you said that's what you had.
Oh, hell no. No.
Okay.
Nah.
So when was the last time you had syphilis?
I ain't never had syphilis.
I'm trying to get you caught.
I ain't never had syphilis.
Yeah, but back then, what we was talking about? The Arabs. Yeah.
Nah, that's done.
Yeah, man, but I was told, they're still boycotting, man. You know, all Black Lives Matter. They still out there protesting.
They also boycotting the big Pepsi commercial. Listen, y'all, they ain't gonna stop me from drinking Pepsi. I like Pepsi. Pepsi is like wine in the South.
That's my thing too, man. What? I don't understand. Like, Pepsi making it so hard for me right now.
What's
man.
It called? Yeah, but I guess the most offensive part in the commercial is her hand.
First of all, let
them
know what
we're
talking
cop.
About. We're talking about the Kendall Jenner. One of them goddamn Jenners, Kardashians, whatever.
Nah, I like Kendall. We gotta get Kendall support.
One of them
Kendall. Like Kendall stays away from all of them. I actually like Kendall. And after this commercial, seeing her in that blonde wig, I like Kendall Jenner a little bit more.
How old is Kendall before we even get to that? Because I think she's old enough. She's younger than Kylie.
Kylie is the oldest. Yeah. Kylie just did all. No, Kendall's the oldest.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Kendall's okay. Yeah, she could get it in. But we're talking about the whole Pepsi commercial, the recent Pepsi commercial when Kendall Jenner thought.
I thought Taylor Swift was in the commercial at first.
When the people at Pepsi thought it was a good ass idea for do a commercial about a protest and having had Kendall Jenner ass thinking it resolved all the police brutality, all the drama that's going on in the world with a goddamn Pepsi in the commercial.
Sometimes
handed a Pepsi to the police officers in a protest.
They were protesting everything in that, like gay rights too.
They had transgender rights, feminists.
That cat said in the song, y'all take our freedom. Y'all took our rights.
He said that. I wasn't looking, man. That was, when you showed me the commercial, that's my first time I've ever seen it.
Well, the first thing I saw Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, I was really paying attention to Kendall at first.
Yeah, I immediately got an erection.
Yeah.
Does she look good in that blonde wig?
I will
say that. I'm starting to like Kendall Jenner a whole lot more now.
Okay.
She can't be that offensive.
First
though.
Thing you thought was just getting an erection.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we do.
What's it called? Damn. They can't get too mad about Kendall Jenner though, because
why not?
I mean, if they're offended by her handing a cop a Pepsi, and they're not offended by her daddy becoming a woman, then that's what's wrong with America. Now they tell he, that guy was brave.
I think they offend about the whole family, bro. The whole family.
Yeah, that family. That family sucks. They they did a lot.
Yeah, man. But
I used to like Khloe because I'm a Laker fan.
What they gotta do anything?
Because when she asked, first off, fucking Lamar Odom, that guy was the sixth man of the year. And they won the championship. I was like, that's who you need.
What the hell, they was not?
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
Man, when they won the championship.
Khloe was not fucking with no damn Lamar Odom when they won their ring.
Yeah,
no,
she was not, dog. Deke, I think I know more about news than you do, man. I thought you was a news man. Yeah. She was at the game.
I gotta Google this shit. Yeah. I don't recall.
I was like, man. I said,
and what
man,
year was this? What year was this?
When the last time the Lakers won the championship? When they beat Boston? Was that 2011, 2010, something like that?
And old girl was dealing with that man during that time? Yeah. You sure?
I'm positive.
Man, I don't know. I don't be keeping up no goddamn. I don't keep up with the Kardashians, so I don't know shit.
Well, I mean,
all I know, Khloe be giving me an erection, and that's it. That's it. I don't care about Kim. I don't care about whatever, all them damn kids. I don't care about them, man.
You don't care about
them. No. But other than that, man, Twitter, Facebook, just damn, the whole social media platform is handing Pepsi and Kendall Jenner's ass on a platter.
You ain't lie, boy. I tell you, I thought Taylor Swift was in the commercial at first, and I was like, I knew they ain't upset about Taylor Swift.
Why not?
Because I was like, first of all, Taylor Swift can't offend nobody. The only way. Taylor Swift can ever be offensive is if you see her on a video or offend anybody. If you see her on a video getting gangbanged by 20 niggas.
I wouldn't want to see that. That would look like torture.
Getting the bukkake by 20 dudes.
What is that?
When they just come all over your face. That's right after another.
You just call it bukkake?
Bukkake.
Bukkake?
Bukkake.
I don't believe it. That's not what they call that shit.
Yes, these dudes call bukkake.
I thought they just called this shit a circle jerk like they used to call it back in the day.
No, man. It's called bukkake.
We just call it circle jerk. What? Let me Google this shit.
It's called bukkake. All right, now you Google it if you want to.
How you spell it?
bukkake? I actually do know how to spell it. B-U-K-K-A-K-E. Chelsea Orr would definitely love this part of the show because every time she asked me if I watch porn, she said, well, do you like to watch bukkake?
She likes watching bukkake?
No, she always says that to me when she says
bukkake,
it.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E. A-K-E. I'll be the judge of this. Bukkake. Yeah. A type of sexual activity in which several men ejaculate. Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. This nigga's right.
So, yeah, that's the only way Taylor
images.
Swift.
Let me see the images.
That's the only way Taylor Swift will ever offend anybody.
Oh, shit. You all right?
Yeah, could you imagine Taylor Swift doing that? That's why when they were saying it was offensive, I was like, unless that's happening to her, she ain't offending nobody.
This nigga's... dog, so many cum squirting.
I am always...
These bitches are drenched with cum.
I am always right. So what else is going on?
Son of a...
This episode 7. Oh, y'all got to follow us on YouTube.
Dog.
We need the likes on Facebook.
What the
Instagram on Outward Behavior.
Oh,
SoundCloud.
Shit.
You know?
Oh yeah, I bet American Bukkake. I'll be looking at this tonight. I'm looking at our YouTube on our Worst Behavior podcast. SoundCloud, please subscribe to our SoundCloud page on our Worst Behavior. We're even on the iTunes now on our Worst Behavior podcast.
Oh, yeah,
everything on our Worst Behavior.
Yeah,
we just please like us
on Facebook
on our Facebook page.
Subscribe
on our Worst Behavior.
Yes, to the YouTube page.
Yeah, please, man, help the brothers out, man. We're just two young men just trying to make it
page.
out the slums. We really ain't trying to be out here like that homeless man who burned down I-20. I-85
in Atlanta.
85. Yeah, I don't believe that shit one damn bit.
I don't know, man. A lot of theories probably gonna pop out of that. You know, they were probably trying to kill some gays.
You
in
mean
Atlanta.
To tell me one crackhead smoked a pipe that caused that? You really expect me to believe that? See, y'all.
You ever seen a crack lighter?
Yeah, but it's not that damn powerful enough to blow up a goddamn highway.
Shit, boy. What was it called?
I got crackheads in my family. They done told me some shit, and that damn, is not that damn strong.
But a crack line might shoot up to this damn ceiling.
Man. No, man.
I know that cat can burn down a bridge.
I doubt it, man. Now, unless you,
you gotta
unless
think
you
now,
got some super crack.
He probably do. He live in Atlanta. Shit, there's all type of super crack. All type of super stuff in Atlanta.
Man, I seen the picture of the dude, man. That nigga look like he ain't capable.
He ain't capable. That's what they saying happened for real, though?
Yes! Damn. They said a crackhead, a homeless man, was the one that caused that.
That's some, like, movie type stuff.
Yes,
like,
that's why real. I don't believe it. That's a cover-up, man. It kind of remind me of that movie, Gang-Related, with Tupac. They killed the dude, and then they put the blame on the homeless man, because the homeless man, and they assumed the homeless man, you know, they had no family and such. So what he had to lose, to come to find out the homeless man was a goddamn world-class surgeon.
Wow.
Who was just
homeless.
Homeless. And come to find, yeah.
I was smoking a lot of crack.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about this, man. Like, this
it's amazing it's amazing how movies involved. Now Tupac's trying to solve a homeless man being killed, but then when he was in Juice, he killed a homeless man.
Yeah, man.
Tupac. Not Juice. Above the Rim.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch movies like that. I don't know if anybody else watch movies like that. I watch movies like that.
Me too, too.
Like, no, like,
I do too.
What like, I don't about? Like, I watch movies like what you were as a past character.
Yeah.
Like, so. Yeah, like I watch movies like that.
Right, right.
So when I watch like I watch movies. Like you will always be that character. I just think you just evolved into more. You know
what I mean? That's
like when I watch Baby Boy, it was like, okay, all right, Tyrese Baby Boy. But now, all right, so Baby Boy with Tyrese, now you're like, oh, you hang out with Paul Walker.
Yeah.
And then you pass here. This is what you do now. But you used to
that's the beauty of acting, man.
Yeah, that's all movies like that.
Yeah, man. Speaking of movies, man, I don't know if you. Well, I think I asked you. You said, you know, have you seen the trailers for the new It movie?
With the clown?
Yeah.
No.
Shit's fine, bro. You need to watch it.
I'm not scared of clowns like people, though.
I'm not scared of clowns either, but I'm scared of that goddamn It.
I've never even seen the first It that I remember, recall.
We don't need to talk about this, Dan, because you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know who It is. Stephen King wrote the book.
So, you haven't watched the movie? None of it?
Not that I recall. I mean, it's not ringing in my... It's not ringing any bells.
The clown killing the kids! You haven't watched that shit growing up?
That's why people are scared of clowns, huh?
No. I mean, I don't know. I'm not scared of no goddamn clown.
You gotta be a punk motherfucker to be scared of clowns.
I tell you one thing. Remember last year when them clowns was... jumping out the bushes, scaring people and shit.
Yeah, they just disappeared. Yeah,
they about to bring that shit back up. Once when this shit come out, I'm gonna tell you that right now. And I got something for their ass this time.
What's it called? You gotta be a sick person to dress up as a clown too.
Yeah, you definitely get no vagina. But they showed a preview of that the trailer for that the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
I seen Guardians.
Justice League, which is. I don't know about DC films, man. I don't know.
I like going to the movies, man, but going to the movies, back in the day, going to movies, I used to be like, oh, I'm going to movies. I'd be excited. Now, I was like, man, I hope I don't fall asleep in the theater.
Yeah, man, we're getting old, bro.
Because it's not too many times you get a chance to be in a quiet place like that.
We're getting old.
And they always got the air conditioner blowing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I used to just go to the movie with a chick, man, just get hand jobs, but now... I just be falling asleep, man. I just be falling asleep, man. I fell asleep with my kids. What movie I went to? See, I can't much remember the goddamn movie I took my kids to see. I think it was Power Rangers. Yeah, I fell asleep on that shit.
They told me that was good.
It was good, but I fell asleep. After the fact part, the little niggas ain't morphing to the Power Rangers 20 minutes left into the movie.
First of all, I ain't going to the movies. Well, if I go to the movies with somebody... Like I said on one of the first podcasts, I went to movies with this girl one night and I fell asleep. And she ain't talking to me after that again. I was like, damn,
she,
you know what I'm saying?
Trying to give you a hand job and you just couldn't get it up.
No, man, I fell asleep. We was watching, I remember the movie we was watching. What's that movie called? With that chick that be doing the bow and arrow. What's that movie called? The chick with the bow and arrow, man.
What are you talking about, man?
What's that movie called? The chick, man. The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Nobody watched that shit.
I went with her to see that, and damn. But then I had drunk some beer before I went there too. I started drinking all day and went to the movie. The latest movie.
Well, you drink every day.
The latest movie at that.
You drinking right now?
The latest movie at that. The latest time.
Oh.
And I fell asleep, and then I talked to her the next day, and I tried to be smooth and get back in there. I told her that the reason why I fell asleep is because I felt comfortable around.
That's why I can't go to a movie with a chick, man. It's like. Like, I don't know.
You gonna
like,
spend $20 on two tickets,
especially you take the late movie, and you gonna fall asleep. It's like falling asleep to some pussy.
Used to damn. It was a time you can go to movies for cheap. Now, shoot, I'd rather damn fuck going to the damn movie. I just buy a case of beer. It costs the same amount.
Listen, I got the Fire Stick, and the only reason why I went to the movie theater is because it just came out, and the kids wanted to see it automatically, and the Fire Stick ain't had a movie.
Oh, you gotta take the kids to see the movie.
Yeah,
like they want the movie experience.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you know that's the only reason why I went to go see that Power Rangers shit. I mean, it was pretty good. I'm not gonna front, but
how you know it's good? You say you fell asleep.
I fell asleep in the last like 15 minutes of the movie, dog.
Damn, deep. Damn, that's like having sex and not coming.
Yeah, man, it happens sometimes, yo. I don't act like you ain't the only one, nigga.
15 minutes. Damn. You almost made it.
Shit.
And then it really wasn't even the whole 15 minutes. I'm pretty sure you counting the credits.
You know you bad, man, when a girl pats you in the back, be like, all right, I'm done. Let's just go to sleep.
That happened to me one time. I had went limp, though. I was real. I remember that day. I was hanging out. It was me.
You mean it was you? It was more niggas in the room?
It was me. I was hanging out with me, my boy. I got two homeboys. One's a fireman, one's a police officer.
Wait a minute.
We started out like.
Y'all gang bang the shit?
No, we were just chilling. Like, we was all chilling. Playing Mortal Kombat shit. This one I was working at.
Man,
the gym.
Just skip to the
so
fucking.
Anyway, yeah. So anyway, one of my homeboys get the phone call like, yo, we over here in this apartment, something up, blah, blah, blah. We was all right, word. So we took the beer that we had, took a bottle of vodka over there. Then we chilling with the girls and stuff. And me and the other cat, we playing against the girls, playing beer pong and shit. But we playing beer pong with vodka in our cups. And then we missing and shit. These girls good as shit. I don't know how they were so good.
But then they damn. We talking about, are we?
Yeah. And then they, you know, they lifting up their shirt, damn, showing us their titties and all type of shit, and shaking their ass and everything.
How you get lip from that? These bitches give me all the warm up.
So anyways, now I'm just fucked up like later in the night. So yeah, damn, I started messing with the chicken. I knew it was a problem when I couldn't get up. Then I finally got up, but the condom had already unrolled. And you know, after you unroll the condom, you ain't putting that shit on. So I was like, well, I gotta do what I gotta do. So shit. Then I went in there, and she was like, I wanna get on top. Then shit. Boy, I thought, as soon as I got on my back, boy, my dick got down so soft. That shit was like the extra man.
She
like
didn't
the
last. She ain't give you no head to get you up and
she
like
was
that?
Pissed off. I'm talking about she damn. Like, all right, she was like, never mind. She's like, this nigga, she got her damn, put on her underwear, put on her shorts, did that damn jump shit in the shorts, and shit, and butt this shit up, walk out the damn room.
Wait a minute, how she did it?
She damn did that damn jump shit.
Trying to get the whole ass inside of
you. Yeah, did that whole jump shit. She had some shorts. Like, she did that whole jump shit in there, like, whoo, and jump into them shit. It was like, yeah, I'm done with this. I walked out there, and my boy was sitting on the couch with some other chick. He just looked at me. I looked at him. Then said, "Her and her homegirl, they just left."
Damn.
But I mean, I can say I still hit it though. I mean, I did hit it. I mean, I was in there for about 6-7 minutes.
So the moral to the story is,
you don't have to finish the job as long as you start it.
Ain't no moral to this shit.
It's still a win.
You just got weak that day, man. It happened to the best of us, man.
Yeah, don't play beer.
It happened to the best of us, dog. It didn't happen.
You know,
me.
A lot of times. Now, see, you know, a lot of times. You know, I hang with a lot of white boys.
It happened to me too, man. But I believe karma and Jesus Christ had did that to me because I was dating a chick one time, man, and I went to her graduation, and
how old were you when you went to her graduation?
You don't need to talk about that. Let's just keep that disclosed.
All right. Well,
and goddamn,
I can take it.
No, just chill. And then after her graduation or everything, I was supposed to spend some time with her, But I didn't. I go and mess with another chick, and
shoot, after a graduation, only the girl want to do is get something to eat.
I didn't even do that, bro.
Damn, D. Shit.
The whole ass, man. I had something waiting for me lined up that was ready. I mean, I couldn't get that for my girl because she had her family and stuff, man. So, you know. So I had to go get something quick, and you know, it didn't work out, bro. Like, I've been limp.
Yeah,
see. Limp down, bro. She did the right thing. We did everything.
The girl spent 4 years of her life trying to get her degree, and you went and fuck another girl.
Yeah, man. But
it happens like that.
Yeah, it happens, man.
It happens like that sometimes. Shit, them girls now fucking dudes now, like, how cats be there having chicks lined up, boy.
Yeah, man.
What called them shit? You ain't hear about that girl a couple weeks ago? When she got into the Uber and told the Uber driver, I got a dick appointment. And then the girl drop her off to the damn house. And then her boyfriend's house?
No.
Yeah,
what happened? What has happened down here?
Nah, I don't know where it happened. It happened a couple weeks ago. The girl, it was an Uber driver, the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And she picked up this chick. And she was like, she said when she got in her car, she was like, yo, I got a dick appointment and everything.
Wow.
This, and then she said when she took her to the apartment, it was her boyfriend's apartment, the Uber driver. And she said her boyfriend would be in. He didn't even know.
She know her boyfriend's apartment was apartment complex,
her
right?
Her boyfriend told her that she was going out of town. And she said her boyfriend was being extra nice, too. He went out and got her luggage out the trunk and all type of shit. Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's some Lifetime movie shit, yo.
Them shit is, hey, them Lifetime movies be wild, yo. But,
nah, I don't watch no Lifetime.
Shit, what?
I don't watch Lifetime, man.
I don't like watching the actual movie. I like reading the info of the movie, what the movie about.
What? Why? Then what's the point? You might just go ahead and watch the movie.
Nah. Well, Lifetime did have that movie come on over the summer, but no.
Last time I watched a Lifetime movie was
I had to watch that. No, watch Nia Long fine ass.
Last time I watched a Lifetime movie was that Compton movie, old girl, Michelle. That was the last time I watched a Lifetime movie, man. And I was surrounded by women, so I had no choice but to watch.
What's it called? It must be getting real. Celebrities must be getting real thin of wanting people to do movies about them when they make a movie about Michelle.
Yeah, I know.
That does not appeal to white people.
No, it was a pretty good movie, though. No, it ain't nothing. It scared the shit out of white people, actually. Yeah, man, shit was crazy. But anything else we got to talk about, man? Anything else happen? You know? We no. Done summed it up.
No, man. Shit, we home now.
Yeah, man. We home, man. Yeah. Shit. We ain't got to disclose where we at, though. This nigga here taking shots and shit. Man, what's up with you, man?
Hmm?
This is supposed to be our first episode, John, being sober, and you dicking shots and shit, man, which I will take some of this.
I am sober.
I ain't gonna lie. But, yeah, man, you still ain't listen. You still ain't heard the new Rick Ross yet, have you?
No, I haven't heard Rick Ross yet. Haven't heard Rick Ross.
No,
I did hear Humble.
Oh yeah, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, what you think about that?
I liked it. Kendrick dope. I was starting to wonder about Kendrick because I wondered if Kendrick was really that dope, mm-hmm. or if everybody else is really whack. But I like Kendrick.
I like that new Kendrick, man.
Yeah.
Like I said on Facebook, man, Kendrick finally made a cool tune for y'all and still has substance. You gotta respect that. That was the most
A lot of people getting mad at that.
Man, there ain't a lot of people getting mad at that. It's the woman getting mad about the jump because of oh gosh. I know her. But getting mad about that because the whole stretch marks on the butt line that he said, man. And I don't understand why. He was bigging up the junk. I love women with stretch marks.
That's what's in a lot of the local strip clubs.
Yeah. I like when you got them big cellular asses.
Yeah, man.
The one with them holes poking out, and them old holes sinking in the side of the ass shit. Look like them pancakes when you flip it over. When you flip when you flip the pancake over.
The holes.
And them
the
holes. That's when you know I like them type of asses.
I never heard of.
I like them old raggedy asses.
I never heard of pancake.
Them old flabber, raggedy asses. I like them type, though.
What's it called?
Them old throw pillow ass.
I tell you, man, what's it called? It's them girls mad at that because you know now.
Them old big titty asses.
You know, them girls mad at that song with them stress marks. You know now all the girls perfect.
man, and they're not, man. That's why I like authentic ass.
Girl got them, yeah, all them features and everything.
Them old keloid asses.
No, that was fucking funny. A keloid.
An ass that looked like a keloid. That's what I talking about. Them old asses with, it looked like you should have an areola in the middle. I like them. But yeah, man.
But somebody listen to R. Kelly, ain't he?
I wait for R. Kelly to finish. I'm like, damn, this nigga's still going.
What?
I'm like, god damn, this nigga lungs.
R. Kelly got a show in Columbia coming up.
I'm like, damn, this nigga got lungs, boy. That nigga, that nigga got lungs as hell, bro.
Yeah, boy. The boy selling R. Kelly tickets at Spring Valley High School in Columbia.
Oh, shit. No, he got a concert down here.
At Dutch Fork. Where? Here?
Here.
In Charleston?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, the boy selling R. Kelly tickets at Fort Dorchester. Star High School, Burke.
Chill out, man. My mama wanted to go there,
Berkeley,
man.
Berkeley High School.
Chill out, man.
Pinewood Prep.
My mom trying to go there, man.
Military Magnet.
My mom had a nerve to ask me to buy some R. Kelly concert tickets. I'm like, you're not 14. What do you want to go there for?
Yeah. The boy got R. Kelly tickets at Babies R Us. Toys are.
You know I ain't going with you. Oh, one more thing.
Kids Foot Locker.
You saw the Dave Chappelle special?
Yeah.
How you think about it, man?
Chappelle the man.
Chappelle's back, baby. Chappelle's back, man. That was a dope special, man. And I can't wait for the rest, bro.
Yeah, Chappelle is the man. I like Chappelle. There's nothing more I can really say.
Yeah, man.
I really know.
They try to bring controversy with that too, with the whole the rapes. He be going in the rape. Man, it's comedy, man. Like, you can't take shit so serious, man. Like, it's just comedy.
Yeah, people try to take. Everybody getting soft, man. That's the main thing.
Yeah, man. You, these millennials, man. These millennials ain't shit. Are we part of millennials? What's the age limit between?
No, we ain't part of the millennials. I think you gotta be born in 2000 to be a millennial. Okay. That's when the millennium started.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just forgot. Yeah, okay, we good.
I was born in 1987. I'm good.
Yeah,
I ain't no millennial.
I was just born in 1980s. Somewhere in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah, you can't disclose your age. Oh, yeah, tell them about the movie you got it. You in.
I'm not. Okay, I can't talk about it.
You want to talk about it? You want to jinx yourself?
Nah, I mean, I got it. It's just that we ain't begin, like, as far as situation wise. Yeah, but soon or later, y'all will know, and I'll keep y'all in tune about it. But it's going to be dope. I think it's going to be dope. It's gonna be. I'm already labeling it as a hood classic. That's all I got to say. All
right,
it's gonna be up there with I'm seeing it right. It's gonna be up there with Fridays and your Money Talks and your Boys in the Hood.
So you gonna give
I'm
me?
I'm claiming
a,
it right.
You gonna give me a part in this movie?
Yeah, I got a good homeless man part for you, bro.
No, man, y'all ain't gonna have me like goddamn.
Hey, them homeless man came up, man. Look at Samuel and Halle Berry. They all started out crackhead.
No, nah, not me.
Yeah, man. You fit right on in there, man.
Listen, I ain't playing no homeless man in no movie. The last
ain't man, like I'm trying, ain't like I'm telling you be a homeless man sucking dick.
No, I ain't being no homeless man in the movie. The last line you hear about me in the movie not gonna be, it's a damn shame what happened to Flip.
Anyways, man, to sum it up, man, you got anyone to tell them about how to reach you on reach you social media wise before we shut it down
on Instagram, BJ McKelvey.
This nigga really looking it up.
SoundCloud, On Our Worst Behavior, Facebook, BJ McKelvey. That's it. Nothing, BJ McKelvey.
That's it, no?
Real name.
Okay.
No gimmicks.
Okay, man. You know you can find me, man.
I'm trying to
DJ on Facebook.
I'm trying to figure out how
Twitter.
I'm trying to figure out how I can do more than my story. But
every time
I can't.
You do this shit, every time it seems like every time I announce my contact information, you always got to talk. What I was talking about? Twitter, get Deke 843, Instagram, need Deke in your life. Oh yeah, my website too, man. I just jumped off my website, man. DeekJ.com, man. Yeah, man. Check it out. Check out the site, man. Support your boy. And of course, man, the SoundCloud, of course, man. Snapchat me. I barely Snapchat, you know, so now you ain't got to worry about that. But if you want to, go ahead. Deke snaps. What the hell BJ doing, man? If you don't get your dick off the mic, this nigga tripping, man. But, again, some SoundCloud with the On Our Worst Behavior podcast. Facebook on our... Everything on our Worst Behavior podcast. Check us out, man, and you know, keep up with us, man. Keep you up with the updates and coming soon. We got some stuff coming up for real, though. Some big plans, man. It's just the beginning. Sorry for the hiatus for the 2 weeks. For the 2 week suspension, we was gone, man. But if you heard the last podcast, you see why we need to take a quick break. But anything else you got to say, BJ, before we close it out?
Nah, man, she's ready to get everything back on track. Everything going. How we you know, shit. Every week, every 2 weeks, probably every week.
Every yeah, week, man. Well, yeah, we'll be back on full effect, man. We sorry, y'all. Sorry for the wait. Now that's where the low Wayne. But to close out, man, you know how it go, man. If you love us when we're on our best, that's good. If you love us when we're on our worst, that's even gooder. It's your boy DJ and it's your boy BJ on Our Worst Behavior podcast. We out.
Signing out.
Oh, we finished now. We have to stop now.
Boy, I got to pee.